to another fun-filled episode of We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Poppy Head Productions. I'm your host, Sean Danny. We barely made it. We almost canceled. We almost said, fuck this shit. We're not professionals. We're not getting paid.
It's like that that meme from the movie where the dude went down to get drugs in the Winnebago with Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts' niece.
Yeah.
And the other dude, and there's like, you're getting paid this much money? And then the last dude's like, wait, I guess you're getting paid?
Yeah, dude, exactly. I did it for Fajor and for Solid Snack. And maybe Man yeah. Thing. I don't know. Depends.
No, he doesn't listen because he didn't respond when we were talking shit about him. Oh. He doesn't love us anymore.
Oh, good. Fuck him. I hope he's a Jets or Giants fan and he's fucking continuously sad for longer.
But he doesn't care about the sports ball.
I didn't think so. When you play Final Fantasy and you play a guitar, you probably don't care about sports.
Not too much now. Apparently, Final Fantasy 14 is in beta testing, soon to be officially launched on the Xbox.
What year is it? I guess people still play it, right?
Yes. I mean, it's not like Destiny where they ran out of content and just ruined the game.
I'm still waiting for that rebirth era.
I mean, see, Final Fantasy was smart when they first launched the game. It was so bad that they literally had a meteor come from the sky to destroy the world, and then they shut it down for a couple months and relaunched it and made it better. Took everyone's criticism, actually listened to it. And fixed everything from the combat system to the menu system to the items to the housing, everything.
Yeah.
So if you log into Final Fantasy 14, at least for a while, the intro video was the last few moments, the cutscene of the last moments of the original world where they're all like fighting and then they look up and see. Actually, it wasn't a meteor that came down. It was like the moon basically exploded. And come to find out, it was like holding like a giant elder dragon.
And the elder dragon came and said, fuck your shit.
Yes, it destroyed the world. And then, it'd be like if in Destiny they decided, you know, we fucked up so bad that the Cabal just have to come in and destroy everything. Because they're as powerful as we said they would be when we first were talking about them, as opposed to how weak they are when they finally showed up.
Yeah. I'll kill them. Pew, 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 pew. Fuck the Cabal.
Fuck the Cabal.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, dude, I thought the storm fucked this shit up, man. So nobody knows, but I am, like, extremely late to this recording event. Like, we're basically, like, 40 minutes past due. Like, if this was a school, Danny would have went home and said, I put my name on the paper that was here. Teacher never fucking showed up. I'm out.
Or if it was, like, work, and we came in for overtime, and we're sitting there for, like, for the 45 minutes. And it's like, well, fuck it, the boss isn't showing up.
We all getting paid to do nothing. Woo!
Exactly.
We're all here.
So, this is later on the itinerary, but I'll talk about it now because it's fitting.
Yeah.
The whole reason, like, everything went down yesterday.
Yes.
On my Discord, I was getting messages from people asking, hey, is your Instagram and Facebook down? And sure enough, it was. And when I went to respond to the Discord for the members of everywhere, I was only able to read it, but not reply in it.
Oh.
And apparently YouTube, everything except for Reddit.
Yes.
And people in the comments were like, I'm not sure if we should be happy that we got left out of it or feel sad that we got left out of it.
I mean, look, all our information is on everything. Like, scammers got us. GG. Turn it in.
Yes. So after a while, everyone was saying that their stuff was up. And I was like, okay, cool. So I went to type into Discord and I'm like, I can't. It's still not working.
Yeah.
And then someone else commented they had to turn their phone on and off again to basically reset everything. So I did that. And I saw a few posts on Reddit where under the boomers being fools.
Yes.
Subreddit.
Biden's turned off Facebook.
Well, it was more like a, why can't old people follow simple directions? So it literally showed a tweet chain from a dude to his mom. It's like, hey, just letting you know, Facebook is down. When you open the app, it'll tell you to your session is expired and to log in. Mm-hmm. Don't do that because it won't recognize your password. And also, don't reset your password. And then the next text was from his mom. It's like, hey, I just got your text. I tried logging into Facebook. It wouldn't let me, so I reset my password.
This is why I couldn't be in IT. God bless anybody that's in IT. Especially like customer service IT.
Oh, yes. I can imagine how many calls and how dumb the calls were yesterday from people. I can't get on my Facebook. I can't learn about what Biden's doing to ruin America.
Martha, call Facebook. Call Facebook. Oh. We got to figure out what's going on. I need to get my information from Fox News on this. What's Biden doing?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you ever saw the Tales from the Help Desk or Tales from IT subreddits.
Yeah.
All the different things where it's like, you know, somebody in a remote office had issues with the computer and the guy's like, all right, well, can you at least help me through so I don't have to make the 45-minute each way drive?
Yeah.
I'll be pissed if I have to drive out there and it's fucking something stupid.
Yeah.
And so the person's like, yeah, I did all the stuff that you asked me, and he shows up and it was just unplugged.
That's fucked. That's fucked.
Which means the person was like, that's not, probably had the attitude of, well, that's not my job. That's IT's job. Why am I going to fucking do anything?
Yeah, I have a buddy who's IT, and he was working like customer service IT at a hospital. So he had to deal with like doctors and shit. And dude, talk about people that fucking super arrogant fucking dickheads.
Oh, yes. You know, book smart, but not reality life smart. There's so many, you know, there's so many dumb doctors out there when it comes to, you know, non-medical things.
Yeah.
You know, because even the doctor that graduated with the lowest degree every year is still a doctor. I mean, the grade, you know, the doctor that graduates with the lowest grade point average in every class is still called a doctor.
Still called a doctor. C's get degrees, baby. Woo!
Yes.
You know what those... A's don't mean anything. It's all about connections.
Right. The only time grades matter is to get into college, and after that, it does. As long as you graduate,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
unless you want to go to, like, I guess, continue.
Yes, they only matter until you get to the final level. Once you're at the final level, it's pass fail.
Right. Well, it's like in a RPG. There's no real point in leveling once you hit the boss. You guys supposed to do all that leveling and grinding before you hit the boss.
Yeah. But bro, dude, it's like the rain just will not stop out here, man. It's fucking terrible.
It started. Oh, never mind. It stopped again. It rained for like 45 minutes out here, maybe an hour.
Yeah, dude. So, obviously, you know, I get paid the big bucks to deal with issues. So I got held up at work, you know, for an investigation. For something stupid. And then, so it's like an hour drive. It's rainy as fuck. Like I get out to the barn and everything, and I'm just like, I'm in and out. Can't, dude, the fields are so fucking flooded. Like I had, like, my ankles were like covered with, like, I was like stepping in water. Like it wasn't just runoff. It was like a stream had been created from the rain. I'm trying to like lead horses inside. I'm committed, dude. Like I see this, like the stream of water. I'm like, my foot's going all the way in. I got wet socks. Wet socks are happening.
did you feel like the dude and the never ending story where your horse just starts sinking into the quicksand, the swamp of sadness, also known as New Jersey.
Dude, I was just, I got like back to my car. I'm like, I'm not even gonna put my normal shoes back on. I'm driving in my boots, like they're wet. Like, what am I gonna do? Put on my work shoes and get them wet from the socks?
Right.
Dude, yeah. And then, like, I get home, like, feed the cat, grab the beer, change the clothes, open the back door so the animal, the, you know, the dog could go outside and go, fuck this, it's raining. So that's my day, why I'm 40 minutes delayed on the show. And on top of the random IT problems of my computer not loading, and I have to start resetting everything. Luckily, it was just my router. I was very surprised. I was surprised it worked, to be honest. I was like, there's
I
no
know.
fucking chance. There's no fucking chance, like, resetting the router is gonna fix this.
I was already, one step out the door, and you're like, "Hold on a second. Let me reset the router." Didn't hear anything from you. Didn't hear anything from you. And then you popped up, and I was like, "Oh, apparently that worked." Who knew that turning things on and off again would make them work?
Exactly. At least this isn't as disappointing as roster t Rooster Teeth getting shut down. You see the news? Shut down. They're like, fuck you guys. I don't know all the drama. I just know, like, I just hear horror stories. Like, the dude, this dude is like, that's in charge of it, had to come back again and fix it because it keeps getting like fucked up from the original creators. Like, they can't keep like the fucking business going. So I heard he's on his third wife because of this fucking company. I'm like, dude, why wouldn't you just fucking let it go after the first one? All right, you're fucking young and dumb and you want it to succeed. You're not even a founder, man. Just let the fucking shit tank.
Unless he's like,
Let capitalism do its job.
I can't stand my fucking wife. I need to get out of this marriage. I know. Rooster Teeth.
I'm just gonna work 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week.
All right.
They
Sorry, honey. The company needs me.
need me. They need me. Yeah, so way back in the day they made Red versus Blue. They just were making shitty like Halo videos in like somebody's house, barely making money, and they just kept growing and growing. I think they're going to continue to do their podcast. I guess they're probably making money off of it, and they don't really have to do much work. So, but I do know the anime Ruby. I only watched like season one. I haven't watched any more of it. I thought it was kind of meh, but I know that has a couple seasons. There's some pretty big followers. I mean, you would think it like you got cute girls with giant fucking weapons and powers and shit. You'd think it'd be pretty decent. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I see
Well,
a couple people cosplay from it.
yeah. I mean, it seems like whenever something like that, like a little startup where it's just a couple of buddies fucking around doing something stupid, and then they start making a little bit of money, and then big corporations see the little bit of money they're making, and they're like, "Well, if they're just half-assing it and making some money, what if we made it professional? We can make a shitload of money." And then everyone's like, "That's not what it's not why we love them. We don't love them because they're professional. We love them because they're just fucking shitty assholes doing their thing." Because the same thing happened with I lost it. The company that Dave Portnoy founded. He does like the one bite pizza reviews and stuff. But they got bought by like ESPN, and ESPN just realized that it was just a fucking toilet. They were just flushing money down it, and so he's like, "Hey, I'll take it back off your hands." So he was able to buy it back for like basically nothing, because it was just cheaper for him to get it back than it was for them to keep it. And the other one that people are abandoning ship, like as far as the founders and stuff, and part of it's because of some somebody an unfortunate death, but with Ken Block, but Hoonigan, where they just a bunch of dudes that fucking were into extreme speeds and crazy cars and customizing them and stuff, and they got bought by like Road and Track or something, Car and Driver, and they're trying to corporatize them, and they're like, "Yeah, dude, we just want to sit around and fucking throw as much horsepower and fucking shit on our car as we can, and if we can make the t and blow through tires like they're free, because they are, because we get sponsored, and that's it."
It's gone. Money's gone.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know, man. It's tough times.
It is, man.
Ooh.
So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking another beer from from Bajor, from Martin House Brewing Company. This is Darkness Falls. This is the
Oh,
yes.
sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you real quick. That reminds me before I forget. I had my Martin House Grail beer, Sean.
Yeah.
I finally, someone brought it to one of the bottle shares I did.
Oh,
The Martin House pickle beer.
really? Is that one hard to
Yes.
find?
It's like, I mean, I don't see it out here at all, so I don't know how why did they distribute it,
Got you.
but I finally know that it's perfect for a bottle share. You don't want to drink a full 12-ounce can of that unless you're mixing it
Yeah.
with something, because it just tastes like bubbly pickle brine.
Pickle brine, pickle brine.
But I think it would make a perfect michelada.
Fair
All right, sorry.
enough. Fair enough. This one is called Darkness Falls. It is a coconut milk stout. Comes in at 9.8% ABV. So, milk stout brewed with shredded coconut and vanilla bean, aged 3 months in fresh rum barrels. It's
Why is it always the rum?
always the rum. Why is the rum always gone? Yeah, so I've been drinking it quite a bit, like since we've been talking. It's really pleasant. It's got like sweetness. You definitely get the coconut though. So like if you really don't like coconut, Danny, it might not be the beer for you. I don't know what the rum barrel does to it, because I just get this milk stout sweetness with the blast of coconut flavor, and then you just kind of get that high imperial or the high ABV taste like towards the back end of it. So
Right. I would think the rum would almost add more sweetness to it.
it might. Maybe the flavor's just hanging out in there, like on a low key level, but it's pretty smooth. It's pretty easy drinking. Like I definitely recommend this one. I think this one was better than the one from last week. So, but again, I am a bougie whiskey bourbon fool now. So I don't know. It's coming back to my humble beginnings drinking beer. Like, let's go to the brewery. I'm like, let's go to the distillery.
Right, especially if they're equidistant or relatively equidistant.
They're not. It's always the brewery, man. I lose, man. I lose because the three distilleries are all not close. So I do got to pick up my buddy, one of the Stay in the Car Frank IPAs from Neck of the Woods Brewing. That was my summertime beer last year. I got that summertime. Got that summertime sickness. What are you drinking? I know you have a stout as well.
Yes. Real quick update. Apparently, Reddit doesn't have to feel left out anymore.
What, Reddit just crashed?
Reddit's down. I just get
Pew,
the little dead alien.
super dead. That's too funny.
So yeah, I did another bottle share on Sunday at Solaris. And I brought a couple of everywhere beers. I brought the nacho cheese Dorito liqueur. And everyone was like, yeah, I'm glad I tried it. And I'm also glad I didn't have to pay for it and buy it the bottle, because I would not drink. There was a bunch of people there. There was a handful that refused to try it.
Of course they did. They're too good.
They're no fun.
Yeah.
I will say though, I drank some of the after drinking some of the pickle beer with the
Yeah.
brininess and stuff, I did pour a little bit of the nacho cheese Dorito in there. And like they canceled each other, like, because I was talking, and it's like, this would be good in a michelada. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have something else that would be good in a michelada.
Yeah.
But I poured a little bit in there, and they kind of balanced out each other's imperfections.
Okay. Makes sense.
Like the nacho cheesiness kind of cut down on the brininess a little bit, and the brininess canceled out the stale flavor.
Yeah.
like, well, as the way one of the brewers put it, because he wanted to try it, it smelt really cheesy, but then when you drank it, you just got the plain corn chip on the palate.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I guess that's a better way to put it. I just said it tasted stale, but by stale, it had no noticeable flavor. So anyways, that being said, I am drinking a Solaris Imperial Sour Porter. And this is an actual porter that they intentionally made sour. It's not one that they tasted it after brewing it and realized that it's infected. And they're like, hey, just blow it a sour.
Whoa, bro. Don't be like that.
So it has a blueberry and vanilla. It says, collaboration with Castellum Cellars, Imperial Sour Porter aged in Mouvadre barrels and re-fermented on blueberry and Madagascar vanilla beans. Moderate acidity, firm tannins, deep rustic funk, and just enough barrel character. Vanilla softens the finish while blueberry fills in the gaps. Okay. And then you're supposed to be listening to Holy Fawns, Drag Me Into the Woods. But yeah, it's very, like you get hit with that on the smell. You can smell the vanilla and the sourness.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in a bad way. But drinking it up front, there's a lot of blueberry. Yeah, it's really good. They're going to be celebrating their third anniversary on March 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the collaborations that I was trying to speak into existence is happening, Sean.
Dude, you made it happen.
Everywhere in Solaris is one of the collaboration beers they're doing for their anniversary. I think there's like five or six collaboration beers. So everywhere outside of their barrel aged program, they also specialize in like the heavily fruited seltzers, almost like fruit juice with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And Solaris, you know, they do wine and sour, so it's going to be a heavily fruited sour.
Nice.
It's the collaboration they're doing.
That's pretty awesome.
So So I got a text from my mom the other day. She may not listen to the podcast, but I guess she kind of helps. Tries
my
to help.
Love.
Yes. So she sent me a text. She's saying that Hangar 24 has officially announced their Riverside spot.
Heyo, dude. Did I tell you I was planning on coming out for? Yeah, I told. Did I tell you I was coming out for Christmas yet?
You were talking about coming out like in June, like summer or Christmas. I don't know. I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's Christmas week now, so we could hang out. We could actually see each other.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to make sure there was at least a couple days after Christmas, so that way we could at least go grab grab dinner or something before you go into hibernation post-Christmas. Yes. But I was telling, dude, it's funny that you say Hangar 24, because I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, Hangar 24 is like the first brewery I ever went to. Like, that is, like, it still has, like, sentimental feelings. Like, it was, I don't even remember who I went with, like, the first time. It was just like, let's fucking go. Like, we got in, you know, the four.
It was Nate Rob or?
Maybe. I can't remember.
It wasn't me. I know we went, like, it was, like your second or third time. Like, it was, like, your early on, but it wasn't the first time. But
I don't remember who the first time was, or, man.
You're supposed to always remember your first, Sean.
The first cut is the deepest. But I was telling her, I was like, dude, like, we got to go there this time. Like we haven't been, like, you know, I haven't been in so long. I think I went like a few years ago just for shits and giggles, I think. But yeah. I'm committed to doing it this year. Like, I want to go. I'm like, let's go back down memory lane. Where did the beer drinking start? I just remember driving. It was before all those fancy softball fields and shit. You were just driving in the dark.
Houses there.
Yeah, you were driving in the dark, hoping for the best, man. Hoping for the best. You hit orange groves. You're just like, fuck, where am I? And then it's like, boom, you go around, and then there's this shitty little brewery. Like, you walk in, it's fucking cold because there's no heaters or anything. It, like, the canning line is right in front of you when you get in. And, like, the bar is super small. Like, it was a different time, man. Holds a special place.
It does.
I feel like I overly, like, hype up their beer because it's, like, it's more of a nostalgia than anything else.
Well, like, they. From when we were going, all those original brewers and stuff ended up moving on to different places. They were kind of hit a downward spiral. A lot of people weren't happy with their beers. And then they got some new guys in that are apparently doing a little bit better, a lot better.
With like new beers and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, because somebody actually at the bottle share on Saturday had one of their member beers, the Pugachev's Copra, which... That was up there, like the barrel roll series and all that. Those were some of the original hype beers.
Okay.
At least locally.
Yeah, I don't know, man. All I know is I want to go back. I want to make the journey. That's on my bucket list for this year.
If you just want the beers.
What's up?
I was gonna say if you want the beers, you can save some time on the journey.
No, fuck that. I can't just go to that store. I can't do that, man. I need to make the full trip. You know what I mean? You gotta do
full experience.
Yeah, you gotta go all in or do nothing, man. You just have to.
Right.
Like it's like a
pilgrimage.
Yeah, you gotta walk, you gotta drive it. You gotta drive there. You gotta be there.
Well, I guess if you're out there in Redlands, there's another brewery and a distillery out there now too.
Me and my mom went to that distillery in Redlands. I don't remember even why. I think it was just like, hey, we have nothing to do. Let's go to this distillery because it's the only one out. The only one out here in Southern California. Right.
Well, there was one in Santa Ana, I guess, but
yeah, that's yeah. I'm an IE kind of guy, man. I ain't that Orange County bullshit. They sell out the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Fuck them. Although I'm still cool with the Ducks, even if it creates conflict between our love.
Yeah, the Ducks traded a couple players to the Edmonton Oilers today, so fuck that shit. I made Edmonton better, I guess.
I guess so. I don't know, man. I follow the subreddit, but I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Trade deadline is Thursday, Friday.
I'm just here for a good time, man. I just want to go quack with everybody, just like I was when it was like Ducks at Flyers, and I'm just like quack, yeah. And when there was nobody out there in the fucking like empty seats because it was like a fucking random like Tuesday. It was like Saturday afternoon, like nobody was there.
Watching two teams lose, neither team wants to win.
Yeah, I guess the Flyers were like, all right, let's stop losing and do it again. So,
so they announced the Riverside spot is in the Canyon Crest Town Center.
Damn, that is real fucking close.
I know.
I'm going to drive by your other location to go to the brewery. Is it a restaurant too then?
I'm guessing they haven't officially announced that. I know the Orange County spot they have. So this will be, well, I thought that talking to the dude, I can't remember his name, the dude at Carbonation that I was talking to about it, that they were going to be abandoning their Redlands spot because there was issues with the owner of the property or the lease or the airport or something.
Yeah.
But when they announced it, they said this is going to be their fourth location.
Jesus Christ. Look at Hangar 24. Go.
Yeah, because they got the one out there in Irvine, and then they have that was their third one. And then the second one was their Lake Havasu spot.
Okay. That's not bad. Big tourist area.
Yeah. And, you know, far enough apart where they're not really stealing from each other's business.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, definitely. You're trying to spread that brand name. Yeah,
Yes.
that's enough space to really help like spread the name. So, no, I get that. I get that. All right, so we got Riverside. I wonder if they're doing a restaurant or if they're just doing like a little tap house or something like that.
I would think they would have to have either have food or be close to one of the places up there that
Yeah.
let them bring food over or something to like, because Rescue Brewing is the one I was thinking of where they don't have food, but they have menus from a couple of the, they made deals with a couple of the restaurants on the same street as them, the little downtown street.
Yeah.
So they have menus there and you can order and they'll bring it over to you.
Nice. Yeah, the Bonesaw, they have a place in Mullica Hills. That's where the brewery is. But they also then they ended up putting like a little tap room in the Deptford Mall. Like it's not really like that far down the highway though, but it's like a small
Okay.
little like tap room. It's right attached to that. The crazy thing is it's right next to the Round One that's out here too. So it was like I was like, wonder if you could just like go downstairs, get beer, go back upstairs, but you can't. Two
Oh,
different
that sucks.
entities. I was bummed. I was like, ah, we gotta drink this like shit. I used to be like Round One is great, and then like I go back there and I'm like the games are fun, and then but I look at the beer selection, I'm just like, nope. Not fun. They don't
Right.
even have like a good bar or anything to at least get like a reasonable cocktail. But it was funny because we went out to eat and like I had to explain what a Kentucky mule is. I was like, I thought this was like a little bit more popular than what it seems.
Right. It's like a Moscow mule, but with bourbon instead of
Vodka.
vodka.
Yeah, and it's weird because one of my buddies at work is like, I don't know, I'll have to try that. I'm like, why won't you fucking try it? Like, it's good. You're like, if you don't mind ginger beer, like, fucking throw some whiskey in it and some lime juice. Can't be bad. What are we doing?
Right? It's, I mean, I make that all the time. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's like my go-to drink. That's like my top. Or first or second lazy ass drink. You got the Sean's lazy ass old fashioned, and then you got the Kentucky Mule. Like,
I mean, I can be even lazier and just not even go full mule and just do ginger beer and bourbon. I don't have any lime.
two different glasses.
No, in the same glass, just I'm like,
I
oh, I don't have any lime, but I don't need all three ingredients to get me drunk.
Dude, I got fucking lazy. I started buying lime juice at Sprouts. It comes in a nice big ass fucking bottle. It's not like that little weird bottle.
The
Like a
little
nice
lime
big.
shape, the little wedge, lime
Yeah,
wedge thing.
no. You gotta go to Sprouts, man. Get the tall bottle. It's pretty good.
Or I'm guessing Trader Joe's would also have the same th or a similar thing.
I don't know, man. I don't shop at Trader Joe's. Fucking
I'm just
hippies.
saying we don't have a, I guess the closest Sprouts to me, I would have to drive past your mom's house to get to it. It's up there.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I have to drive far. You know who doesn't have to drive far to go to Sprouts? Fucking Fajor, motherfucker. He's
And
like
we
boom.
can't all can't live in bougie neighborhoods.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
Oh. So I came across four new flavors of Pop-Tarts, Sean. I'd seen a couple of them. I'd seen two of them and I was
Yeah.
like, I gotta try these. And so I saw one of them popped up at Stater Brothers, and then the next week I went, they had the other one I wanted in addition to two more flavors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a fat ass kid. I love Pop-Tarts.
Dude, I haven't had Pop-Tarts in forever. Dude, I destroyed like a full box of cookies like in 3 days. So, I mean, I definitely love the sweets, but I just don't get the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, so for breakfast in the morning, I have a Pop-Tart and a coffee. Breakfast of champions.
Yeah. Woo.
So the flavors they did are chocolate chip Pancake, Apple Jacks, banana bread, and strawberry milkshake.
All right, let me. I feel like the banana bread is the sleeper. Like, it's better than you would think it was.
Dude, it's that one and the chocolate chip pancake. Actually, for me, the chocolate chip pancake is the sleeper because I'm like, man, it's all right. It'll be all right. But those are the two best.
Gotcha.
By far. The Apple Jacks is good. It's just cinnamony apple inside, and then they got the white frosting, and then the sprinkles that are the color of the yellow, green, and orange.
It meets expectation. It doesn't go above.
Yes.
It, but it meets the expectation.
And so the chocolatey one, pancake, it has the chocolate inside, the frosting on top with little chocolate chips on it.
Yeah.
The banana bread, self-explanatory, with some frosting, banana filling inside. The strawberry milkshake one is really good. Mm-hmm. But it is also above and beyond the sweetest of the group.
it reached too sweet.
So yes. Like,
yeah.
It's like cupcake frosting inside of a Pop-Tart with more frosting on top of it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's good. It's just, even for me, I'm like, yeah, this might be a little too sweet. So, but if you see them, because I thought I was going to have to overpay because we went to that import snack store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm never going to find the banana bread one or the Apple Jacks. And so I had found the Apple Jacks. And I was like, well, at least there's one I won't have to, I can pay retail for. And so on, you know, went grocery shopping on Friday and then Saturday, went down to the exotic snack store. And of course, they had like four boxes of the banana bread sitting there. And I'm like, oh, thank God I don't have to pay like triple or whatever I'm sure it's going to be.
Yeah.
The convenience of them having it.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff, it's funny because some of the stuff you'll get from other countries, and then other stuff, I feel like he's a dude, like a seller at Frankincense, where he's canvassing all the stores early in the morning and just buying up the stock and taking it to his store and then marking up the prices.
That's too funny.
But yeah, so I can't highly recommend the banana bread and the chocolate pancake high enough, dude. If you see them, you will not be disappointed, especially if you're into bananas, dude. Like a little bit of warm up, a little bit of butter on that one.
Ooh.
The best.
Good.
Yes. Speaking of good, I started watching an anime on Netflix. There's one episode left that actually comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
The show will come out.
Tomorrow. It'll be out before this episode is published.
The show has come out some time ago. It doesn't quite have the same ring to it, I guess. Yes. So there's 9 episodes out. The 10th episode, Delicious in Dungeon.
Delicious in the Dungeons.
I've seen a few clips of it show up on anime memes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there's one where they're in the, you know, they're by some water or whatever, and the mermaids try to sing to lure them to the death, and the main dude starts singing back, and they get all fucking pissed that A, he's not falling for their song, and B, he's singing it just almost better than them.
Yeah.
And so they just dive under the water, and he looks at his companion, and he's like, I don't know why they don't ever let me finish the song after I spent all the time learning the lyrics. So it starts off with like their party. There's like 6 of them. They're fighting a dragon. And this dude's kind of just lost in thought. He's like, dude, I don't know what's up with our team, man. Like, we should have killed this dragon already. He's like, maybe it's because we're hungry. You know, when you get hungry, you lose a step. And he's just like going to, and all of a sudden, this girl calls his name and he looks over. And right as he looks over, she gets picked up by the dragon and they like kind of reach out for each other. And then she gets eaten. Well, she casts a spell to kick them all out of the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out that that's his sister. And now he's going to go back into the dungeon and rescue her before she gets full and kill the dragon before she gets fully digested. Because in that dungeon, apparently they explain later that you really can't die. Like your soul is trapped to your body somehow. So mm-hmm. you can resurrect. Like there's a scene where something's happening. He's like, yeah, and that was the first time I died. Very nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
So they're going to go back in. They lose 2 of their party members. So it's going to be, and he, and then the last 2, he's like, hey, just go, let's sell your stuff. I'm gonna go back in. I'll buy whatever I need, go rescue her, and come back out, and we'll figure it out from there. And they're like, no, we'll go with you. And he's like, well, we don't have any money. We gotta buy food. And he's like, I know, we'll just forage in the dungeon. And they're like, what? And so they go to this one level and they kill a couple creatures and they're getting ready to cook it, like a mushroom thing and something else.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to cook it. And some dwarf comes up and it's like, wait, wait. You're going to cook that? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, you're going to do it wrong. Here, let me show you. And come to find out, this guy's like, just lives in the dungeon on one of the floors, and he forages between, like, he lives on like the third floor and forages on the second and fourth.
Yeah.
And he has all these different ways to cook in creatures and stuff. And he even has like the golems, the dirt monsters, just grows a garden on their backs. And he'll go and like kill them, take out the thing that makes them come to life, harvest all the vegetables, replant them and stuff, and then stick that thing back in.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like there's one when there's like an elf healer.
Dude, everybody's fucking like thirsty for, like, everybody's thirsty for the elves this season.
I saw a video about that. It's like, what's up with the elves this year?
Yeah, you got the Ring King, the elf in there. You got the Preferin. Farron. And then you got this girl. And I think there's another one, but I don't know.
There's a couple more. Yeah, there's at least two more.
Yeah, everybody's thirsty for elves this season. It's getting a little ridiculous.
But there's a part where, like, they get to a kind of a foresty area. And they're like, well, she's like, I'm hungrier. And he's like, well, we'll go find what you want. What do you want? And she's like, I don't care. And then he's like, well, what about this? This. And then she keeps shutting him down. And then the other character, the thief lockpick guy, is like, why is it always the person that says they have no problem with what we get being the pickiest, like the one that has the biggest problem with what we eat? And then later on, they encounter another party, and one of the people in the party gets poisoned. And he's just like suffering and being like poisoned and bleeding out. And they're gonna, you know, make up a anti-venom. And they're like, wait, the dwarf guy's like, well, yeah, I mean, we could just give him the anti-venom, but we could also, I don't know, make it into a stew.
And so they're I thought it was it goes better, it goes down better in like food or something.
That's right, that's what it was. Oh yeah, it goes down better in food. And they like look back over at the two, and they're just giving him, like, the chick that's with them is just giving him the dirtiest look.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a well-written show. How much did you watch? A lot of it?
I've only watched two episodes. So my girlfriend actually started watching it before me, got into watched the two first episodes, and she stopped. And now she wants to, like, now that I watched the first two episodes, she wants to, like, watch it with me as like a show. Yeah. So I did watch the first two episodes.
The writing is like really top notch, like some of the jokes and stuff. The animation is pretty good. They kind of explain it's a lot, but it's my favorite part though, is every time he cooks, it breaks it down like any of the fancy food shows where cooking shows, anime shows where it's like, they might as well just be cooking steak, but it's like slime. Or one episode they cook, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like an aquatic horse.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, they have the madrigals, the screaming things from Harry Potter. You know, they pull them out of the dirt and they scream.
Yeah. Yep.
They have those. But he's like, oh, first you cut off all the skin, and then you fillet it, and then you take out the innards, and then you do this, and then you chop it up, and you season it, and let that marinate, then you stew it, and you it's like. Just a regular cooking show, like you're just gonna have all the ingredients lying around at home.
Yeah, I was okay with it. I didn't. I watched the first two episodes. It feels like it has like the same tone. With it, just like, you know, it feels like the elf girl is just gonna complain every episode, and then finally bite into it and go, "Oh, it's good." And then like the soldier guy is gonna be like overly obsessed with it. It feels like it's going to just be very repetitive, like through the whole thing.
It doesn't, it tones down as it goes along. of the trying of it, and they encounter other scenarios where they aren't necessarily doing the same thing over and over again. There's one coming up that's pretty funny where they walk into the dining room and the paintings are living, and if you get too close to them, they'll suck you in. And the knight gets the idea to he wants to try the painting, the food, the painting food. So he like ties a rope around himself to get sucked into the paintings.
Terrible.
But there's like a little sub story that goes on inside the paintings. But yeah, if you have Netflix, especially, I mean, Netflix is, I guess, more prevalent for people than Crunchyroll.
That is true. And high dive.
And High Dive, especially. I wasn't gonna bring that one up. Nobody should have High. I'm not gonna recommend High Dive to anybody.
I mean, the app, there's some good animes on there, but the app sucks.
Yes.
It's a terrible fucking app.
I went back on there and it actually had continue watching some shows, but not all the shows. Like
Yeah.
the Magical Girl wasn't on there, and but it had the other one. So I was like, oh, I remember that I watched this one, but not the other one? Weird.
I don't know, man. I'm just happy that I'm actually watching more than one anime on High Dive and pay for
Had more
that.
than zero.
Yeah, dude. Oh yeah, that was a painful season. I was like, man, I almost quit, and then I was like, all right, I guess I'll watch this. I was like, damn it, I'm stuck again.
So, speaking of Crunchyroll, they had the fancy Crunchyroll Anime of the Year awards.
Oh God, fucking, I'm so annoying. I am, yeah, dude, everybody seems very irritated about the Country Role Awards. It's just like
Say that one time real slow.
Crunchy Role Awards. Everybody is very, at least on Reddit, like everybody's like, this is bullshit, like it's a circle jerk. It's just companies just handing awards to each other and not like actually awarding like the best stuff. Like basically, like if you went through it, you would just see that it was Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer won everything, just about everything.
Except for best new anime, well, best continuing went to One Piece over Demon Slayer.
Which doesn't even make sense. Like, how did Demon Slayer win Best Anime of the Year, but it didn't win Best Continuous?
No. Jujutsu Kaisen won Anime of the Year.
You're right. You're right. But wasn't Jujutsu Kaisen part of that bracket anyways?
Yes, it was also part of that continuing. So, how did it win one
why?
and not the other?
Why?
Yeah.
Speak to
Why
me.
have those? Why have those as separate? Like the one that kind of makes sense is Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. Well, that was the
But I
first
guess if
season,
Chainsaw,
so that was new. That was new.
well, that's best new anime under best new anime. But yeah, but I guess if Chainsaw Man would have won best anime, so, but it would have, but yeah, if it should have been. Jujutsu Kaisen won best continuing anime and Chainsaw Man won best new, and then it's like, all right, well, between those two, which one is the best anime of the year, right? Is
Yeah.
logically how it should have gone.
Yes.
Like any like professional sports ball event where you have the semifinals and then teams play, and then it's not like the Lions and the Niners play, and then the Chiefs and whoever they played, and then the Raiders won the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't know. I don't know. There was a lot of. Okay, so for one, and Danny, I think you watched it, Jujutsu Kaisen season two, right?
Yes,
Do
I
you
did.
feel that it should have won Anime of the Year over the other ones?
Out of the ones that are on there that I've watched, like I haven't watched Vinland, I haven't, the only ones I've watched of that any of is the first four of Spy Family. So,
For Anime of the Year?
oh, sorry, Anime of the Year. I'm sorry. So I watched Bocchi, Oshinoki. See, I would have got, I would have thought Oshi would have gotten it,
Yeah.
or even Chainsaw Man. But I do like how I don't know. I mean, but I'm not mad that Chance that Jujutsu Kaisen won. I know a lot of people were complaining early on. Like, there was one fight scene that they were complaining about how the animators were getting lazy and stuff because it was nothing like the fight scenes in the first season.
Yeah.
But that was a fight scene between one of the I can't Megumi and one of the demon guys. But she got fucking rocked in the head.
Yeah.
And basically, they had shown that attack is like a one kill shot on other people.
Yeah.
But she survived it. But she was fucking, she had her bell rung. And she
Yeah.
was wobbly, like her legs were wobbly and stuff. And it wasn't until the other dude came in and kind of just saved her because she was getting ready to be killed right there.
Yeah.
So they're like, why isn't she fighting like she did in the first season? It's like, because she's almost unconscious on her feet. She has a concussion. Like, they're
Yeah.
showing that she got fucked up. That hit messed her up,
Yeah.
you know? But then as it went on, they did the same, graphics and fight scenes and stuff, and everyone's like, oh, so they were saving money on that fight for these fights? And it's like, no, Mr. Reddit, you're not understanding. But I wouldn't have been upset if like Oshinoki won, even over Chainsaw. I think like Oshinoki, Chainsaw Man, then Bocchi in that order would have been if Jujutsu Kaisen didn't win,
Yeah.
because at least Oshinoki, outside of the sister wanting to fuck the brother. Well, there's a lot of newer ideas in that show that they haven't covered in other anime.
Yeah. Do you know what best original anime is supposed to be? Like, how do we categorize? How do you explain this? Like, you got best new anime, you got best anime of the year, you got best continuation. What is best original anime? It seems
Like the only
very
thing.
weird.
See, when I first saw the title before reading the shows, I would thought it was one that wasn't necessarily from a manga. You
Okay.
know?
That makes sense to me. That would make
But
sense. It.
they have mangas for these stories, so I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Oof, I guess we'll have to get some more information on that one. I'm trying to
But
think
I
of.
heard Buddy Daddy's was always in like the, it was in the top. That was one that I'd been meaning to watch and never did. It was
Yeah.
Um, but I wished I really wish Akiba Maid War would have won that one.
Yeah.
That show was just over the top ridiculous. Nothing, I mean, there's nothing real, there was nothing else like that.
Yeah.
Best animation
Yeah, I mean,
is always
some of
going to be
those are
Zoro.
just very, like, it's hard to say, like, I don't know, like, best director, like, I don't know, like, anything about, like,
Cinematography. Not fucking a drawing.
yeah, best romance. I didn't watch most of these animes, to be honest, so, like, I don't even know,
I watched Tomo-chan and My Happy Marriage.
yeah, I mean, I didn't watch enough to say, like, I knew the best one out of that one,
It's
so.
and you said you watched, and I watched some of it. I think you watched the My Love Story with Yamada-kun at 9.99.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was fine, but I mean, I don't know. It didn't blow me away. There was plenty of other romance stories I would have probably liked better.
It was a
So,
nominee worthy but not award worthy.
yeah, I guess so. So.
I mean, and Spy Family, like that, I guess that would, if it's a popularity contest, and it definitely has to win. But Bocchi the Rock, man, that show was so good.
Yeah, it did get best slice of life, which is I guess pretty
I guess
good.
best fantasy anime. Yeah, best slice of life.
Yeah,
My favorite is,
what's that?
I was gonna say, my favorite part of the awards is how many voice actors and actresses get awards. And it's just like, in this language, in this language, in
Yeah.
this language.
Yeah. No. That's yeah, that is true. I didn't watch any of the anime scores, so I don't, outside of what I saw, I don't know which ones were, like, yeah, opening sequence, ending sequence. So, yeah, I think Jujutsu Kaisen won best opening sequence and ending sequence.
It did. I think
So,
Chainsaw Man should have gotten one of those. They had good opening sequence.
yeah, those are all the voice actor ones. I don't know. I don't know. It's some of this is a little bit hard, but I mean, it felt like there was some, like, good animes last year, but I don't know. Maybe just I don't know when like the cutoff is, because like I definitely know, I think this season is really top notch with different things. So I'm curious as what's gonna go on. And I really like the characters from like Danger in Your Heart. Like I'm surprised that that wasn't even. And that's like the thing. I guess there it's not a country role, so it can't win the award.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess you can't
But
win an award if you're not on Crunchyroll. So fuck you, Netflix, Hulu, and High Dive.
exactly.
So bastards, monsters. It's not a fair playing field.
Right. And even anymore, especially lately, any of the Hollywood award shows are basically just the only thing it's there for anymore is to either outrage or just to give you people something to talk about.
That is true. That's fair. We gotta yell. We gotta yell at something.
We need content. Give us content.
Exactly. All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Thanks for sticking around. Make sure you follow us on all the favorite places: Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, all those recording areas, Facebook, Instagram, Untappd, all those other fun places. Make sure you stay safe out there, and we'll catch you next time.
Later.